Are you hungry? Hungry as a gremlin? Here's gremlin cereal.
Gremlins, gremlins, bite after bite. What a tasty way to satisfy a gremlin appetite.
Gremlins is a deliciously sweet, crunchy cereal that satisfies the hungry little gremlin that's in all of us.
Gremlins, gremlins, bite after bite. What a tasty way to satisfy a gremlin appetite.
Gremlin cereal is part of this complete breakfast.
Gremlin, yum yum.
You're listening to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club.
Rialto, welcome you to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club. What's going on, guys? This is a show where me and my co-host review, well, not really review, we just kind of watch it and fucking tell you about it. Movies from our childhood, pre-2000, 80s, 90s, 70s, 60s, I don't give a fuck. As long as it's before we turn into teenagers. I'm your host, Ricky Piven, and I'm here as always with my co-host,
Shane Reich.
So, if you've noticed, the episodes aren't coming out Tuesday morning anymore. A little behind, as long as it's still coming out on Tuesdays.
Like, either way, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, there's no set schedule. Yeah, see you next Tuesday, bitches. Shane, for all the beards, non-beards, the lady beards, what movie did we watch this week?
Well, we're going to take you back to 1984.
That was when I was born!
Yeah, me too. It was a great year. Not only were we born in 1984, but also Steven Spielberg presented Gremlins. Ooh. In 1984.
The best movies came out in 1984, by the way.
Yeah, I think
there's a 1984 movie next week as well.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So, but in this movie, a man-child inadvertently breaks three important rules concerning his new pet and unleashes a horde of malevolently mischievous monsters.
Ooh.
On a small town.
Rule number one, don't put him in a fucking light.
Rule number two, no fucking water.
And rule number three, don't feed him after midnight.
When can you start feeding him again, though?
Who the fuck knows?
Just don't feed
any,
them.
Any ever. Time... is after midnight. Even 11:30 p.m. is still after the previous midnight.
Yeah, like, right.
What the fuck do you feed them?
And so you can't give them water. You can't give them food.
And you can't put them in the light because they'll kill them.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is the first three fucking things that this Billy Kid does with the fucking Mogwai after he gets him.
Yeah, he fucks up all of the rules in the first day that he has him.
Yeah.
You can't even make it 24 hours without fucking up all these three rules,
right?
You dick.
So... fucking movie starts off with his dad, the worst fucking inventor.
The worst
in the world.
Inventor ever.
And he's fucking cruising Chinatown with this little Chinese boy, looking for places to hawk his wares.
Yeah, the bathroom buddy.
So he fucking, the little Chinese kid brings him to his grandfather's store, which is in a basement. Of
like
some fucking place
weird,
in Chinatown.
Spooky little fucking basement, little cubbyhole.
And he's walking around, and he's like, oh, this is for sale, is that for sale? The kid's like, everything in the store is for sale. And so he fucking walks up to the Chinese guy who looks like a Mogwai.
Yeah, dude, he's a creepy looking fucking dude.
And he tries to sell him the bathroom buddy,
yeah.
Which is like the size of a computer speaker. Like, well, like 6 inches tall, and it's like rectangle.
Yeah,
and it's got
it
a fucking
ejaculates
toothpaste
all over you.
It's got fucking nail clippers on it, toothpaste, toothbrush, toothpicks, fucking floss.
Yeah.
It's got all this shit on it. And it's supposed to be what you're supposed to use if you're going to travel somewhere, so you got everything all in one.
Oh, yeah.
And he fucking pushes a button in toothpaste, fucking, you know,
every
money shots
time
all over
it's
his fucking
face. Veritable bukkake of toothpaste. Every time he takes
and
it out.
I'll tell you what, I would never buy that thing. Because it's the most awkward fucking thing in the world to hold.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's a cube.
Yeah, bukkake aside, it's fucking like ridiculous.
Why would you
want to
brush your teeth with that? So he tries to sell it to fucking Chinaman. Guy wants nothing to do with it, won't even fucking talk to him.
And in the background, you hear fucking Howie Mandel making noises. Because they got him in a cage. And he's like, what the fuck's that? And he goes over and looks at it. He's like, if I cough a lot in this episode, I'm pretty sure I got a cold or the flu or something. Just to let you know, it's been 30 below zero out when I go to work. So, the little kid's like, oh, it's a Mogwai. And he's like, the fuck is a Mogwai?
It's a Mogwai. I want that shit.
Yeah, I want it. I'm going to buy it.
He wants to buy it for his kid.
Yeah, he wants to buy it for his kid because he's looking for a Christmas present for him. His son that lives with him. Now, we haven't met his son yet, so we assume that his son is probably like 7 or 8.
Yeah, you assume it's a little kid.
Okay. He's like, I want to buy this Mogwai. Here's $100.
They don't take it. No, $200.
$200. Mogwai not for sale. He's like, I thought you said everything in your grandpa's store for sale. It is. He's like, Mogwai not for sale. So the fucking guy somehow buys it from the kid while the grandfather's not paying attention.
Yeah,
catches him unawares.
The kid knows that they're broke-ass motherfuckers who right. need that $200 to fucking buy their fucking whatever they need to eat.
So he sells him the Mogwai, and he fucking, the little kid tells him all the rules. No light, no water, no food. After midnight. So now, cut to the intro of the movie. So this is the soft opening.
Yeah.
Cut to the intro of the movie, fucking Christmas music playing. Because, by the way, this is a fucking Christmas movie.
Ish.
That's
a fucking...
And they're all around town, and we see fucking this guy. He gets out of his car with his dog, and he goes into the fucking bank, and he works there, and he puts the dog under the thing.
Yeah, it's take your
and
dog find to out
this guy's day. Name is Billy Peltzer.
Yeah.
And this fucking old bitch is walking up to the bank carrying a snowman head.
Yeah.
And she looks like a fucking douchebag. Her name is Mrs. Deagle.
Yeah, Mrs. Deagle, yeah.
She's a bitch.
She fucking hates everyone.
She hates everything, everyone. She walks into the bank and demands Billy's dog.
Yeah.
Because Billy's dog murdered her porcelain snowman, and she wants his blood. She wants to murder this dog.
She wants fucking vengeance on that cold beast of a dog. Yeah, and the dog's hit, like, underneath his desk or whatever, when she's bitching at him. And she doesn't know that he's there. And the dog's fucking tied up down there. And you see the dog nibble at his own rope and untie himself.
Yeah.
So he can go attack this mean old bitch.
Yeah. Fucking dives at her face. She wants to put the dog down. Turns out, Billy's not supposed to have his dog at work, and his boss is like, how'd that dog get in here? Like, dude, the fucking dog's under the desk.
Yeah.
You've never noticed this? He's got a newspaper down there and a fucking leash. It's all set up, ready to go. This isn't his first day.
And you know, this is 1984, too, so it's like, this dog attacks this fucking bitchy fucking cunt.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, whoa, what's a dog doing in here? It's whatever. Today, if a fucking dog even fucking smells your ass wrong...
Somebody would have shot that dog.
Somebody tries to put that motherfucker down.
Dog's done. Down. Ain't happening.
Yep.
Fucking... So, Billy goes home. Billy is the inventor's son.
Yeah.
Turns out he's not 7 or 9. He's like 30.
He's old as shit, dude.
He's old as fuck.
Yeah, he's old enough to be fucking going to the bar after work and fucking drinking beers with that fucking...
He's drinking beers with fucking Phoebe Cates and Judge Reinhold.
Yeah, Judge Reinhold. Fucking Judge Reinhold's giving him shit about how he almost got fired and how he's never going to amount to anything.
Slugging back a few beers, and then he goes home and he's greeted by his mom. And he's putting swords up on the wall.
Yeah, you notice how the sword falls over whenever somebody opens the door.
Whenever somebody opens the door, fucking sword falls. That's the most unsafe decoration of that house.
Yeah.
The door closes, sword falls.
Sword falls.
What if there's a fucking kid there?
What if there's a Mogwai there?
Right. They fucking kill him.
Fuck.
So, suddenly it's the next day, and it's breakfast time, and we're meted with second dumbass invention of the fucking movie. And it's the fucking egg cracker.
Oh, yeah. There's so many dumbass inventions this house.
I made a list of all these dumbass inventions. Right. See, the fucking egg cracker 3000 for fucking Peltzer Industries or whatever they're going to fucking call their company. Doesn't crack shit.
Yeah.
Cracks one egg. It's this big chicken head coming down, cracks the egg. Seven other eggs fall into the fucking bowl.
Yeah.
And, so Billy's trying to make breakfast, and his mom's like, oh, Mrs. fucking Deagle came over, and she was kind of pissed off, and suddenly Dad comes home with fucking...
Yeah, he's got the gift. He's got a big old gift-wrapped present for his kid. He's like, hey, I'm back.
He's like, I'm back. I've been gone for months trying to sell this fucking bathroom buddy to Chinaman.
I got this shit. What is it, a birdcage?
Yeah. fixes the fucking bird cage.
Starts shaking it.
Starts to shake the fuck out. Do you have a bird? Why would he get you a bird cage?
And if he got you a bird cage with birds in it, you gonna shake them?
Are you gonna shake the fuck out of it? Like, you just kill those birds.
Gonna give him shaking baby bird syndrome?
Right?
If that's a real thing. But it's not a box full of birds. It's a box full of gizmo.
Right. Box full of fucking mogwais.
Mogwai. And this is a singing little motherfucker. He's got these tufty little bat ears. And he's
right? He's furry, cute as fuck.
Yeah, he's got big old eyes and a squanchy little face.
Yeah, everyone wants a fucking mogwai.
Yeah.
And what the fuck did Fresh do? The fucking mom tries to take a picture of him. Flash goes off. Yeah. Freaks him the fuck out.
He's like, oh, shit, I forgot to tell you the rules. Yeah, no bright lights, no fucking water, and no feeding them after 12.
Yeah. And a fucking mogwai is a Japanese or Chinese creature. And it speaks English.
Yeah.
It says mogwai, it says fucking Billy, it says TV, it says food, num-nums.
Num-nums. It says a whole bunch of shit, yeah. And he sings. He sings his own theme song.
Right.
Which, you know, if I had my own theme song, I'd be singing it right now.
And he fucking whistles and hums or whatever, and it's fucking retarded.
Yeah, yeah. They're up in Billy's room. They're getting to know each other. And again, this Billy's dad brought Billy a pet like Billy was seven years old.
Yeah, like he was a little kid.
And he's already got a dog. He doesn't need any more fucking pets.
And he lives in his parents' attic, and he's fucking 30.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know exactly how old he is, but he is not a little kid.
Yeah, he could probably live on his own. He looks like he's old enough to have his own apartment.
Yeah, you know? He's old enough to try to tune up the bank chick. He's got a job.
Right? She's holding down two jobs, and I'm pretty sure she's living at home. That looked like she was going to her parents' house.
Yeah, well, she's definitely not living with her father, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, anyway, Corey Feldman comes over, and the juicer's all fucked
up. Yeah, the fucking juicer fucking 3000. It's got, you put a fucking orange in the top of it, and it fucking juices it, and it gives you enough juice of 19 oranges.
Yeah.
Just from one orange. Just fucking great.
Vomits out this fucking orange.
Shoots it fucking everywhere. Sprays it
everywhere. And, they go up to the attic to hang out, and, he shows Feldman the fucking... And Feldman's like... Feldman's a little kid in this.
Yeah, he's Feldman actually like 6 or 7. Feldman should
have been Billy in this. Right? You know, like...
And
real.
He doesn't have the fucking Frog Brother voice yet.
Yeah, he doesn't talk like a tough guy.
He should have been a fucking... I would have loved it if he would have been a 6-year-old tough guy. And he's like, hey, when I'm done killing vampires, I kill gizmos.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's still kind of like... He's like Goonies Feldman at this point. He's not like tough guy Feldman.
Yeah.
Even though Goonies Feldman was kind of, you know...
He's kind of tough guy.
Tough kid. But the stupid fucking Feldman fucks everything up that he ever does.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ever. Not just in this movie, in real life and fucking all his other movies.
Also, side note, if Billy's like 30 and Feldman's like 7, who's okay with them hanging out?
Yeah, that's weird.
What person was like, you know what, that's cool. That's not pedophile-like at all.
Yeah.
If that was today, shit wouldn't happen.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen. That's the thing, though. This was fucking 30 years ago, you know? Yeah. Like, 30 years ago... People were less publicly concerned with people.
30 years ago, people were walking to school. They were walking around downtown. Now, if you don't take a bus, you're getting a ride. That's it.
Yeah.
No other choices. You're going to get picked up by a fucking pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's so worried about their kids getting dicked up on every fucking corner that the kids don't go inside anymore.
No. No. But so fucking Feldman fucks it up.
Yeah, he fucking spills a glass of water or whatever.
Yeah, all over Gizmo. Yeah. So fucking rule number 2, broken. Yeah. Already. We're, what, 20 minutes into the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking Gizmo starts fucking seizuring and, like, balls of fur are shooting out of his back.
Yeah, he's, like, spooging out these fucking spitballs of new mogwai.
Yeah. He fucking makes five new mogwai, and they're all dumb.
Yeah, they shoot, like, little furry tufts out of his back and form fully grown new fucking mogwai in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And nobody's freaked out about it.
Yeah, like, everyone's cool. They're like, oh, look at that. We got some more mogwai.
Well, then now you have 5. Can I have 5 more? Can I have one?
Yeah, like, can I have a mogwai? It's pretty sweet.
If I went over to some dude's house and he had a cat, and the cat got wet and fucking shat out 5 more cats, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on with your cat, dude? Right? Like,
the fuck kind of
that is not natural shit. Not that real. Is demonic or fucking... Yeah. Extra crazy time.
Be freaking the fuck out. But nope, they're totally fine with it. Totally fine with it to the point where fucking Billy goes to tell his dad about this. And he's made an upgrade on the fucking bathroom buddy. He's like, go to work. You realize you touch your face. Shit, forgot to shave.
Forgot to shave.
I gotta shave. I'm in a car. Bathroom buddy. It's got a razor on it.
See, that's shave another reason. Going. That's another reason why I can't fucking endorse bathroom buddy.
Right?
Yeah, we don't shave fucking shave.
And fucking Billy's like, "What's his butt do, Dad?" Because he's, you know, 6 years old. You know he's 30. And fucking Bukkake's fucking money shots his dad, shaving cream all over his face. He's fucking laughing. He's like, "I'm so sorry. It's so funny." He's still pushing a button and shit. And he fucking, so he brings his dad out and he's like, "Look, more Mogwai.
Water fucking makes him multiply."
And he's like, "Really? Yeah. I bet you every kid in America would love a Mogwai. Call him Peltzer Pets."
Like he invented a fucking Mogwai.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And you notice how that's also when that stops ever coming up again, though?
Yeah, right.
Like, later on, his dad's not like, "You're gonna do that Mogwai thing, right?" Like, why aren't we throwing all of them in a pool?
Yeah, we're gonna do this, right?
Yeah.
Fucking, you gotta... Because
fucking dad leaves again and goes to fucking Doctor Who convention.
Yeah, he goes to the crazy time convention. Gizmo's playing, like, a little trumpet under the Christmas tree, and the new ones are all hanging out. And this is the first time that you see, really, that the new ones... are fucking dickholes.
Their asses. They're fucking
hawking movies on them.
They're fucking spitting at them, hanging off shit. They're breaking shit.
Yeah, fucking everybody goes to bed. They're hanging the dog in the Christmas lights outside. Yeah. Like.
Which would not happen in a movie today. The fucking PETA would be like, "Hey, you ain't hanging no fucking dog from a noose made of Christmas lights on my porch."
Yeah.
In my movie.
For real.
Yeah.
And he takes Gizmo... Billy takes Gizmo. He's like, "All right, I gotta find out what the fuck's going on with this. I gotta go see the smartest person I know. An elementary school teacher."
Yeah. Fucking Corey Feldman science teacher.
Yeah.
The science teacher. He's like, "Watch this." School. And again, fucks with the rules. Puts a drop of water on Gizmo's back. Gizmo looks like shit. He's got a fucking snotty nose.
He's all
beat
up.
He looks sick. He's been beat up by these other ones. Let's fucking make another one.
Yeah.
So he fucking makes another fucking Mogwai pop out. And this one's a big fat one. And he leaves it with the teacher. He says, "See you later. Merry Christmas."
Yeah, you can check on this one. Let me know what you find out. Like, it's whatever. The science teacher's, like, taking blood samples of him and fucking,
Leaving sandwiches
and right next to him. He didn't even tell the dude the rules.
Yeah, he didn't tell the dude the rules at all. And fucking Billy goes back to the bar to meet up with Phoebe Cates.
Yeah.
And fucking drunk plow guy's there.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker must have said Gremlins 5 times.
Yeah, Drunken Murray.
Yeah, Drunken Murray is like, "Says WW2, the Germans are putting gremlins in everything. There's gremlins in the TV, there's gremlins in my tractor."
And he's everything's fucking, fucked up with gremlins ever since WWII.
Yeah, and he's fucking toasted.
Oh, dude, he's a wreck.
Yeah, and Phoebe Cates convinced them to walk home.
Yeah.
And then fucking Billy walks her home, and this is when he asks her out on a date.
They're talking about Christmas first.
Yeah, they're talking about Christmas, and she's like,
"People are fucking slitting their wrists. I hate Christmas." Yeah. And he's like, "Who the fuck hates Christmas?"
Yeah, she's like, "The suicide count is the highest during the holidays."
What are you, Hindu?
Yeah, and he's like, What the hell does that even mean? Yeah, and she keeps saying, "I just don't like Christmas."
She's acting like a total fucking Debbie Downer about Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Slutbag about it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, can I ask you out on a date?"
Yeah, he's like, "I'm sorry." And she's like, "It's okay. I'm just not happy."
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, well, you get any nights off from the bar?" And she's like, "Thursdays." He's like, "Oh, well, any Thursday you want to go out on a date?" And she's like, "Sure." I'm like, dude, he just fucking made fun of you for hating Christmas.
You ever been tuned up? You ever had your asshole licked by a 30-year-old, 6-year-old?
Yeah. Like, you ever been tuned up by a dude who lives in his parents' attic who's 30?
Let me show you my pet that I just got for Christmas from my dad.
Right? Jesus Christ.
He's a bitch-ass bitch.
Yeah, like, so...
He's almost as much of a bitch-ass bitch as that fucking ginger bitch-ass bitch from that other movie that we did, but not quite.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yes. So, fucking Billy goes home, and he's doodling. He's drawing. He draws for this whole movie, which amounts to nothing. It's not like later on he's like, "I'm going to be a comic book writer. I'm going to make movie posters."
I think in the second movie something comes of it, though.
Does
like,
it?
Isn't that like his job? He's drawing shit.
Maybe. He might be an artist or something. Yeah, because he's just fucking drawing all the time.
But it has nothing to do with this movie. Except,
not at all.
You know, his and, show, his drawings.
So he gets home, and he's drawing, and he's fucking eating some sandwiches.
Yeah, and the Mogwai in the box is 5 Mogwai that came off of Gizmo's back. And they're like
Gizmo's,
in a box.
Yeah, Gizmo's chilling up on the bed with Billy. And he's, you know, he's comfortable with a pillow and a blanket. And he's watching some movies and shit.
Get some serious snuggle time.
Yeah, he's watching some fucking racing movies. And the other Mogwais are living in a suitcase, and they're fucking bouncing around because they're hungry.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm going to fucking ignore these things.
No,
like,
wonder they get all
I
shitty
didn't
later.
I ask for these. Corey Feldman fucked it up. He should have taken them.
Yeah, and they're asking for food. They're like, nom, 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 nom,
nom. Yeah,
because everybody fucking says nom, nom in this movie.
They all fucking learn how to talk instantly, like it's a fucking natural thing. And Billy's like, oh, well, it's only 11:35. I guess it's okay. I'm going to go down to the fridge and get a plate with, like, 100 chicken legs on it.
And little does he know, they fucked with his clock. So
yeah,
it's, like,
it's past
midnight.
Because we see the teacher, and when he leaves, the fucking Mogwai in the cage eats a sandwich, and it's, like, 2:30 in the morning. And when we go back to Billy, it's still 11:30 on the clock still.
Yeah.
So the fucking, they cut the cord on the clock. And they're fucking eating this chicken.
It is the assiest looking chicken
it's
ever.
It's fucking
assy
gross.
Looking.
Yeah, it's fucking all wet, sticky and shit. Like,
it's tearing like some sort of weird spidered up.
Yeah, it's
shit.
Like sinew coming off of it. It's fucking gross. Like, it's like someone took a chicken leg and put fucking snot all over the outside of it and then ate it really slowly with no teeth. Like, it's fucking gross.
It is, but. And so they eat after midnight. The fucking one that the teacher dude has eats a bologna sandwich after midnight.
Yeah, because the teacher didn't want that sandwich. He's like, I made that shit. I took two bites. Fuck it, I'm leaving it. I'm going to take this bag of chips, though.
Yeah, he takes the chips. He asks Gizmo. He's like, hey, you want some chicken? Gizmo's like, ah, no, I'm good. Fuck that.
He's like, fuck that chicken. I'm not stupid.
Don't give me that fucking assy chicken. I don't want that. Next thing you know, cocoons everywhere.
Yeah, he wakes up and there's fucking face hugger eggs.
Dude, they look just like
face hugger eggs.
And they're gross looking as shit.
Yeah.
They're nasty, greasy, like slimy.
Yeah.
Also sinewy.
Yeah. This is gross. And not the fucking good. The pod in the teacher's cage is too big for the cage.
Yeah, that one's a big ass.
He has to cut the cage off with fucking bolt cutters.
Yeah.
Fucking tin snips, and he's sitting there cutting that fucking cage off.
Yeah. Everybody's got cocoons everywhere now.
And everyone's cool with it.
Yeah, they're just cool with it.
No one's
like,
freaking out. What the fuck is this? And it's like, oh, well, I guess it's the pupa stage. It's
it's a pupa stage.
It's like a caterpillar that turns you into a butterfly.
Maybe something beautiful is going to come out of these motherfuckers.
Yeah. And his teacher knows nothing about fucking Mogwai. And he knows that this is the pupa stage, and when they come out, they're going to look different, and they're going to act different because they're transforming. How the fuck does he know what they're doing?
Yeah, right.
It could be a big fucking sack full of more eggs.
It could be a sack of death.
Right?
For all he knows, that could be some sort of festering, putrescent fucking goo in there that's going to fucking give everyone AIDS and genital herpes.
Yeah,
so like,
know
you don't know.
It is.
Those could be herpes sacks.
He's just like, oh no, that's a fucking pupa.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's just cool, like, man. It's just like a bug. This furry little creature with bat ears.
Eat my chips and candy bars and shit, not worry about
it. Yeah, it's like a fucking Snickers bars.
Dad's at the inventor convention where there's all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, the fucking time machine's behind him from that fucking time machine movie.
Yes, the time machine.
I don't remember what the fucking movie's called.
Time Machine, dude.
Is it Time Machine?
Hell yeah.
And fucking the robot, fucking Danger Will Robinson from fucking Lost in Space robot fucking cruises by.
Yeah.
And it's a dude with a fucking hat on that's got a phone coming out of it, like a cell phone.
There is way better inventions than the fucking stupid bathroom buddy that doesn't even work.
Oh, yeah.
Is what they're trying to get across.
Yeah. Fucking slip through this list. Fucking before he went to that convention, we also saw the auto nailer, which was a hammer where the head was cocked back, and you push a button, and a fucking nail came out, and it hammered it in for you. And it held, like, 50 nails on that. That looks dangerous as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had a fly swatter that had 4 fly swatters connected to it, and you pushed a button, and they all fanned open
like
a fucking
helicopter.
Like a helicopter. Like, stupid shit. Mm. And it was a fucking coffee maker, too.
Yeah, that
made black tar fucking look like pudding.
Yeah.
Fucking coffee. Gross as shit.
You can eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, and there's a fucking remote control. Lights, the light, we're gonna get the lights for the fucking Mogwai. They take out a fucking remote control. The antenna is as big as my fucking body.
Yeah.
It's like 6 feet long.
It extends like Joker's fucking gun.
Yeah, it's like you fucking gonna turn off the light and it fucking, you know, flickers out and stuff. And the same remote control also controls the phone.
Yeah.
In case you want to answer the phone with a remote control.
She tries
not to be
work.
Able to use it. Just doesn't fucking work. And then when the dad's at the fucking convention, he's calling home, and is this when shit starts going down?
I don't know. Billy's at work, and then the dad's not there. Billy's at work. Mom's home alone.
Yeah.
School is in session.
Oh yeah, and the fucking teacher's showing a fucking video of the inside of a human person.
Yeah.
6-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fucking like dissecting hearts and shit.
Yeah, the cocoons start to open. They fucking ooze and smoke and flash green lights everywhere.
Yeah.
Gizmo's hiding a fucking helmet.
Yeah, Gizmo's freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
He's got the most face expressions out of anybody in this movie, including the people.
Yeah.
Like, his face just transforms and shit. And he's freaking the fuck out because these gremlins are coming out.
Yeah.
They're fucking ready.
The teacher calls Billy and he's like, yeah, they're hatching. And gets him a candy bar.
Yeah, gets a fucking candy bar. He's looking for the gremlin to hatch. And he's like, oh, I got a Snickers bar if you want some of it.
And again, he hasn't seen what it looks like since it hatched.
Yeah, he has no fucking clue what he's chasing after.
But he knows it's hiding under a desk.
Yeah.
So he doesn't look at it under the desk.
No.
He sticks his arm with a candy bar.
Under the desk. See what happens.
What do you think's gonna fucking happen?
That fucking gremlin eats his fucking face off.
Yeah, man. Don't stick your fucking arm in a dark place when you don't know what's in there, or you're gonna end up with a needle in your ass and yeah. Your face bitten off.
Yeah, it's fucking half his body's under this desk and he's got a needle in his ass.
Yeah. The gremlin was pissed that he fucking took a blood sample from him and he's like, I'm gonna take an ass sample out your ass and bite your fucking face and hand off. Like,
yeah. And fucking, so Billy gets there and he finds his dead teacher and starts freaking out and he's trying to find this gremlin as it's going through fucking air ducts.
Yeah, it disappears in the vents and comes out in cupboards and re-disappears in the vents.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. So Billy starts freaking out and he calls his mom and he's like, Mom, the hatch. And then a fucking phone gets cut off.
Yeah.
So Mom turns into Rambo.
Yeah, dude.
She fucking grabs a knife, cruises upstairs to the attic, sees what's going on.
That bitch is ready for killing.
Yeah! All the eggs are hatched, and the fucking record turns on, and it's fucking Christmas music.
Yeah.
Because, again, this is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's a holiday spirit type job.
Yeah. So fucking Mom cruises downstairs, and in the fucking kitchen, she sees a fucking... The first one is in that blender bowl.
Yeah.
Fucking invention.
A weird blender invention. Yeah.
She just fucking cranks it on, kills it instantly. Done.
Dude, she doesn't even question it either. She's like, these things are fucking ugly, so I'm going to kill them.
Yeah, she just kills them. She doesn't fucking care. She's ruthless.
Yeah.
So she fucking does that to the first one, sees the second one.
She fucking goes psycho fucking Norman Bates on it.
Stabs the fuck out of it. Yeah. Stabs the fuck out of it right there on the fucking countertop. And then the third one, she fucking sprays with
some kind of
stove cleaner and fucking tosses them in a microwave.
Slams it shut and turns it
on. Turns it on. And I've never seen a microwave blinking red lights inside.
It's because you've never had a microwave full of gremlin.
Full of gremlin. Yeah, and fucking gremlin blows up. So in fucking a minute, Mom's kills 3 out of 5 of these fucking gremlins.
Yeah, without even breaking a sweat.
So you're like,
with her pants stuck up her ass.
Yeah, her like, fucking pants are up to her tits and up her ass.
Dude.
It's fucking ridiculous. So now you're thinking, shit. There's only 5 gremlins.
Knows what's happening.
She killed 3. There's only 2 left.
No.
She goes in the living room and there's one in the fucking Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And it fucking topples over her and starts clawing out her face.
Gets
and shit.
The jump on her. Yeah.
And fucking Billy comes home and the sword doesn't fall off the wall this time. He has to pull it off the wall.
Yeah. Right.
And he fucking decapitates that thing.
No, dude. Yeah, he decapitates it, but he swings it like a fucking baseball bat.
Yeah, and fucking swings to the fences.
Yeah.
For this fucking gremlin.
Launches it into the fucking fire pit.
Yeah, and it's screaming. Its head is no longer connected to its body, where its vocal cords were just cut through.
Yeah.
And it's screaming in the fire.
Yeah.
And so all that's left is fucking Stripe.
Yeah, the leader of the gremlins.
The leader of the gremlins who still has fur on his head like a mohawk.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why I called him Stripe. Because we think it's Spike.
Yeah, everybody else that I ever talked to refer to him as Spike.
Is he called Spike in the second one?
Maybe.
Because
yeah,
the second one is a fucking cartoon, essentially. And that might have been the one that we remember more.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Stripe anyway gets the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah.
And he runs through the snow.
To a fucking YMCA.
Yeah.
What do they have YMCAs?
Pools.
For the fucking pools.
Yeah. What are pools full of?
Water.
And what's bad for these guys?
Fucking water.
Yeah. Multiplicity is about to get down on this gremlin's backside.
Yeah.
And Billy follows the fucking footprints in the snow. And by the way, the snow which is frozen water.
Yeah.
Doesn't
do anything.
Doesn't do anything.
No.
Just like dog licking them.
Doesn't do anything.
Doesn't do anything. Fucking. There's a whole bunch of things where you're like, why aren't you making more gremlins? You're wet.
Right? You're fucking covered in water. You're covered in liquid. You're not making more yet.
Pouring beer all over their faces. Nothing.
Right? So fucking Stripe jumps into that pool.
Yeah, he jumps into the pool.
Makes and fucking hundreds of gremlins. Yeah. Hundreds of fucking party fucking animal gremlins.
Yeah. And when he jumps in there too, the fucking pool gets bubbling and
yeah, it's fucking like boiling and steaming. And green lights are shooting out of it and
a
shit.
Hideous, what do you call it? A hideous gremlin stew?
Yeah, it's like a fucking gremlin stew and it's just boiling and shit. But we don't see the gremlins popping out. There's suddenly the town is overrun with gremlins now.
Yeah. Yeah, you see a terrible stop motion fucking.
Oh, yeah, fucking sequence. Horrible looking. Like, it's like they're like, ah, shit, we have like $10 left. We need to make a scene when all these gremlins
like
are running up the
street. A million of them.
Fuck. And it just looks like shit.
Yeah, Billy runs to the cops to warn them that there's going to be a shitload of gremlins.
Yeah, and these drunk cops don't know shit. Oh, yeah. They're just sitting there getting drunk like it's Christmas. No one's doing anything. Fuck off.
Yeah, have a fucking eggnog. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And the fucking... Meanwhile, the gremlins are at the bar getting tanked.
Yeah.
And fucking Phoebe Cates is feeding them beer and giving them cigarettes. No problem. Yeah. No questions asked. Just do it.
Oh, yeah, man. These gremlins are fucking smoking and drinking and gambling and cross-dressing.
Yeah, this is when they start turning into a fucking
party
cartoon.
Having fucking cartoon-esque.
Yeah. Fucking one of them has got a ski mask on his face and a fucking revolver like he's gonna rob the place.
They're all really bad shots with guns.
Oh, yeah,
the gremlins.
Terrible.
They're little gremlins.
But they're all
fingers.
Fucking... And the ones ripping butts are smoking like three at a time.
Yeah, they're smoking a mouthful of butts.
Yeah.
And they won't let her light them because the match is
yeah,
bright light.
Bright light. And there's this one gremlin, he's fucking sitting at a table and he's got glasses on and a fucking hat and he's got a deeper voice.
He's like
gremlin
the jazz
voice.
Gremlin.
And he's sitting there just going, yeah. And then all of a sudden you see a fucking hand puppet pop out of nowhere. And it's just like, brr, 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 brr. And then you see another one, it's like, brr, 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 brr.
Yeah, that's like what they're saying.
And it's a gremlin fucking using hand puppets, and this jazz gremlin hits him in the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
Like, it turns into a cartoon.
Oh, yeah, he's got this puppet putting on a puppet show, and this other one is like, fuck this noise.
Yeah, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, you got a bunch of gremlins chasing down Santa. You got them driving tractors through drunk Murray's house.
Yeah, and then fucking Murray's like, the gremlins, they're in my tractor. It's fucking World War II gremlins.
Yeah.
And they fucking, yeah, they crash the house, kill the Murrays.
They go kill Mrs. Deagle.
Yeah, they kill Mrs. Deagle by fucking... This bitch walks across town to bitch about her broken snowman. But at her house, she has one of those chairs, which I don't even think they make anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Those electric wall chairs that brings you up the stairs so you don't have to walk up the stairs. And she's got like a fucking 1,000 cats.
Yeah.
She's a crazy cat lady. And the fucking gremlins fuck with her little chair thing so that when she sits on it, because she's freaking out that they're coming to kill her, it launches her fucking right out of the house, out the window, into the street. And the cops are like, oh, that's Mrs. Deagle.
Shit.
What happened there? And then they turn and they see Santa Claus come out. And they're like, that's Joe. And
covered
he's,
in fucking
he's
something.
Covered in something. And fucking Joe's in the window of the cop car, face to face. And they're like, what's all over him? And the gremlins are fucking looking in the cop car.
Tearing him apart, too.
Yeah,
they're
like,
tearing apart Santa Claus.
Yeah, like, those are gremlins.
Yeah.
Those are what fucking Billy told you about. And the guy's like, oh, let's get out of here. And they fucking crank up the windows.
A gremlin cuts the brakes.
Cuts the brake lines. So they fucking drive down the street. You know what happens when you get brake lines cut? You flip the fucking car over. Like, launches the car in the air and you flip it the fuck over.
Now that those brake lines are cut, this car defies gravity.
Right? So, fucking cops are out now. And the, Billy is with Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, he drives up to the bar and turns on the lights of
yeah.
the car and
fucking saves her. And then they're going around and they go to some... Is it a warehouse or is it a bank?
I think they go to the bank that he works at.
They go to the bank that he works at for the most depressing story of Christmas.
The worst things in my
ever.
Life always happen on Christmas.
Yes. And this is this is the story she tells.
It's bad.
This is the reason why Kate hates Christmas. The worst thing that ever happened to me was on Christmas. Oh, God. It was so horrible. It was Christmas Eve. I was 9 years old. Me and Mom were decorating the tree waiting for Dad to come home from work. A couple hours went by. Dad wasn't home. So Mom called the office. No answer. Christmas Day came and went, still nothing.
Cue violin music.
Yeah, so the fucking music cues in. So the police began a search. 4 or 5 days went by. Neither one of us could eat or sleep. Everything was falling apart. It was snowing outside. The house was freezing, so I went to try to light up the fire. That's when I noticed the smell. The fireman came and broke through the chimney top. Me and Mom were expecting them to pull out a dead cat or a bird. Instead, they pulled out my father. He was dressed in a Santa suit. He'd been climbing down the chimney, his arms loaded with presents. He was going to surprise us. He slipped and broke his neck. He died instantly. And that's how I found out there was no Santa Claus.
The fuck how story is that?
That's how I found out there's no such thing as Santa.
Yeah. Like, what do you say? It's so bad. Billy has nothing to say in response.
What are you going to say to that?
And it's so bad to the point of, there's a scene change after this, and they're walking somewhere else. Like, even the director was like, all right.
Yeah, we gotta get fucking away from that. That was fucking,
dark. Like, let's go watch Snow White, Seven Dwarfs. Like,
you know that thing we did with the gremlins with the puppets a couple minutes ago?
Yeah, we need to do that again.
Yeah, we gotta do something like that, because this shit is fucked up, shit, man.
Shit got dark. Like, who decided in this comedy horror movie it was cool to be like, you know what, my dad broke his neck in a chimney and burned, and he's been in there for weeks. He's been in there for weeks. Not
that's
one person.
That's when I noticed the smell.
And he didn't tell any of his friends that he was going to do this. He wasn't like, hey, I'm going to show Kate and my wife. I'm going to dress up like Santa Claus, and I'm going to come down the chimney and give them presents, and I'm going to get a blowjob out of it. My wife's going to be so excited that I was so into Christmas this year. I fucking hate Christmas. This year, I'm all in. Santa Claus that shit up down the chimney. What's he do? Breaks his neck.
Yeah.
And not one person's like, hey, Bill was talking about dressing up like Santa Claus and coming in through your chimney like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. You haven't heard from him yet?
Merry
no?
fucking Christmas.
Maybe he's in your chimney dead. Rotting. Like, the fuck?
Oh, dude, it's bad. Meanwhile, all the gremlins disappear.
Yeah, gone.
They come out of the bank after fucking sad little story time. Everybody's off the streets. The gremlins are off the streets. They look around for a couple minutes. They find them in a movie theater.
Yeah. They're chilling out in the theater because, you know, the sun's going to come out soon. So they need a dark place.
Right.
So they go to the movie theater and figure out how to run the fucking reel-to-reel.
Yeah.
And watch Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, Kate's like, what are they doing in there? He's like, they're watching Snow White, and they love it.
Yeah, and they're fucking singing with him. It's going, hi-ho,
hi-ho.
And the
you
fucking,
hear the gremlins' voices.
And they're all like, and they're fucking doing the whistle while you work shit. And even fucking
Gizmo.
Gizmo is whistling
down
while he works.
Too,
yeah.
Yeah, well, he's all pumped up.
And, so to fucking get rid of all these gremlins, they figure out they're going to go in the basement and crank on the gas.
Yeah, they're turning up the gas.
And they're going to turn this building into one giant Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to blow this motherfucker to the sky and take all these gremlins with it.
Yeah.
Luckily, the fucking leader of the gremlins, the only one gremlin who's not in the theater.
Yeah. He's in a candy shop across the street because he's looking for fucking Num Nums.
Yeah, Stripe sneaks off to get some candy. He's like, Num Num. He crosses the street, and then the fucking theater blows up like a fucking Molotov cocktail, like I said. And they narrowly escape, too. The people narrowly
Yeah, because they're fucking dumb.
Yeah.
They light up the fucking the blanket that's leading to the fucking gas room. And when they run away, they fucking trip and fall in front of the screen, so all the fucking gremlins can see that they're
everyone
behind it.
Sees
and
them.
They're like, fuck! And they all get up, and they claw through the screen and start chasing them down and shit, and they slam the door shut, and that's when it fucking explodes.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking retards.
Like, that's a terrible.
Like, you can't just walk out of this place without being retarded.
Yeah. Stupid. They get out, all those gremlins are dead. They see Stripes in the candies. Well, it's not a candy store, it's like a fucking,
It's like a general store with a bunch of candy in the window.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And he fucking hauls ass.
Yeah, they run through there and start
chasing. He's like, shit,
him.
I've been had. Yeah. And he fucking runs away.
They break the glass and climb in. And
yeah, and it's like a fucking, it's like a Sears.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
a, big it's like a big department store kind of thing. Maybe like Rich's. Mm. Rich's was back in the day. And so they're fucking chasing Stripe through this fucking department store.
Yeah, they stop there when they get in and have their fucking, their first kiss.
Yeah, right? They fucking kiss, and he tells fucking Phoebe Cates to go find out how to turn on the light.
Yeah.
Which has got to be an easy task. The lights should all be in the same place, right? No, it takes this bitch like 20 minutes to find the fucking lights.
Yeah, how the fuck are you going to fuck that up? Like,
yeah.
Find a switch, man. And
she's fucking bumbling around the office. The whole time she's doing
playing
this.
With the radio.
Yeah, the whole time she's fucking around in the office. And we hear fucking, what's his face on the radio? Fucking.
Ricky?
Ricky, radio dude.
Rockin' Ricky Rialto.
So he's on the fucking radio. And, Billy's chasing down Stripe.
Trying to find him in all the departments.
And fucking Gizmo goes away. So they're all fucking separated.
Yeah.
Billy gets in a fight with Stripe to the point where he almost dies.
Yeah, he gets shot with crossbow.
Yeah, he gets a fucking his ass kicked gremlin-sized crossbow. And then fucking Stripe's using a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And fucking Billy's got this little wooden bat.
Yeah.
And a chainsaw is so shitty, it's not cutting through his bat.
Just sending chips
flying
that way. Yeah.
All over his face and shit. He's a fucking bukkake of wood chips all over his face.
And Gizmo, like, finds this sweet little car, this, like, remote control car to get in.
Yeah, a little race car, and he's fucking driving around like the fucking movie he was watching earlier.
Yeah.
He needs a dame.
Yeah.
A guy like this needs a dame.
Yeah, he's a perfect dame or whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so he's driving around his car, going back to find Billy and fucking Stripe. Stripe finds a gun and he finds a fucking water fountain. He's like, water!
Yeah.
Gun!
Yeah. Yeah, and he fucking stands on that motherfucking water fountain. He's getting covered in water. This fountain is pissing water all over him.
Yeah.
Guess what? Didn't do shit until he puts his finger in the water.
Yeah, he sticks his finger. Yeah. He fingers the fountain and his
fingers
back
the fountain
starts
and
bubbling.
His back bubbles out like crazy and there's a green light shooting out of his fucking ghost finger.
Yeah.
And he shoots at Billy, misses every time.
Yeah, gremlins are terrible shots, yeah.
And fucking
Gizmo, like, ramps up a fucking shovel
yeah.
into the wall and grabs onto this string that opens up, like, the skylights, like, sunroof type jobby.
Yeah, and the light shines in and fucking, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark with the fucking Nazi guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking melts this fucker down.
Yeah, and the skeleton melts in, like, a hideously grotesque manner.
Too. Yeah. He turns into like almost like a skeleton and he falls in the fountain. And then they think it's all done. And then he fucking dives out of the fountain as a skeleton. And then the fucking bones melt into like a fucking waxy, bubbly pool.
It reminds me of like back in the day you could buy like novelty items. It reminds me of like a big puddle of fake vomit.
Yeah.
Maybe you could buy the fake puke.
Yeah.
It's like rubbery and gross looking.
Yeah.
Like that's what that puddle looks like. A big old fucking vat. A fake puke.
Yeah. It was cool, though. Like, it was a cool way for him to go out.
Yeah, the way that they show his skeleton melting
looked
awesome.
Yeah, I liked it. And then fucking,
yeah, they're like, cool, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. And they just leave and they go home.
Let's go home.
And
it's cool, man.
Dad shows up and he's like, hey, what's been going on? And the fucking town's been all murdered by these gremlins.
Yeah.
And a fucking Chinaman shows up who looks like a Mogwai.
Yeah, the dude from the store in the
original. He's all fucking bent. And he walks in, he's like, oh, this is the guy I bought the Mogwai from.
Bought?
He's like, bought? That's what I wouldn't call it that. And he fucking takes the $200 and he fucking makes it rain on the couch.
Yeah,
he
throws
like,
the money. It's all crumpled and ball, too. Like,
yeah.
Fuck and, the money. I don't want your fucking money. Yeah, I want my fucking Mogwai back, bitch. Yeah.
So he fucking loads up the Mogwai and Billy's like, Dad, I don't want to take my mom. Why?
He's taking my pet.
He's taking Gizmo. But bitch, you're fucking 30.
Yeah, don't get
go
over
buy
it.
Buy a cat.
Go tune up your girlfriend. Shut the fuck
right?
up, kid.
So, right before the fucking Mogwai leaves with the Chinaman, the guy's like, oh, he wants to say something to you. And then Billy goes, you can understand what he says? The whole fucking movie.
They've been speaking English.
He's speaking English, and Billy's talking back to him.
Yeah.
And now he's like, oh, you understand what he says?
The Chinaman's like, To hear, one has only to listen.
Yeah, like, he's gonna have like some fucking quote.
Oh, you gotta fucking read a fortune cookie to the kid for him to understand how to listen to the motherfucker.
Opens a box, Gizmo pops out. Bye, Billy.
That's what he wanted to say. Like, that was a big like closing statement.
Yeah, goes back in the box, and fucking Dad gives him his last stupid invention, the fucking smokeless ashtray, which just looks like one of those plates. Back in like rich people movies, and it had like a metal bowl on top of it, and you would lift it off. Yeah,
it's like a serving dish. Yeah,
yeah. And the fucking
and the Chinaman walks home in the snow.
Walks home in the snow through a matte painting background of a city.
Yeah,
and he's just fucking walking, and then Dad finishes narrating about fucking being stupid to Mogwai.
Yeah, and then they play the song that we've heard a million times again.
Yeah, they play that the whole fucking movie as much as the fucking Jurassic Park did with the Jurassic Park theme song. And in different versions, fucking piano versions, gremlin versions, fucking flute versions, violin versions, fucking gizmo versions.
There
like,
are a million there's versions. There's a million versions of that fucking
song in this movie. And like even in the bar scene, they're fucking like dancing like that fucking Maniac music video. They get fucking like knee-high socks on and they're fucking dancing all fast and breakdancing and shit to that fucking song. Like, the fuck?
Yeah, they love that song.
Stupid.
That song stuck with me, though.
Yeah.
It plays through my head at random intervals when I see random people. Or certain people.
Yep. So that's the end of the movie. We do have a beard count, which isn't many.
It's better than a lot of our movies, though.
It is. It is definitely better than a lot of movies. There's an actual beard in this movie. Fucking Chinaman Grandpa. He's got a fucking huge Chinese beard with no mustache. Yeah. It's like a wispy, thinning gray beard.
He's got that. It's like a Grandmaster motherfucker beard. Yeah. That's what I call that. The Grandmaster
motherfucker beard. And then there's a guy in the bank, just like in the line, waiting to talk to one of the tellers. He's got a beard.
Yeah, he's the guy who like agrees that a good way to kill a dog is to put it in the dryer.
That guy has a beard.
So like he might not be a good like you know. Sponsor for
animal cruelty. He's got a beard. And then we get the teacher, black teacher's got a fucking Lando stash.
Yes.
Because apparently in the 80s, black dudes, stashes.
They just wanted to look like Billy D.
Billy D was a smooth pimp. He's cool shit. Colt 45, fucking Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
And Harvey Dent. All in one.
All in one, yeah.
And that's it. That's our fucking beard count. Not many, but there's at least two beards this time.
Yeah. Wow, Grandmaster beard.
So I hadn't seen this movie in probably like 20 years. I haven't seen this movie in fucking forever.
Right on.
Watching it again now, it's kind of fucking dumb. Like, it's supposed to be a horror movie, comedy. It's not scary. Like, there's no horror aspects to it. There's
nothing scary about it, but it's funny as fuck.
It's funny as fuck.
Like, we were laughing the whole time.
As a straight up comedy with no horror, I give it 3 out of 5 beards. As a horror movie, 1 out of 5 beards. Yeah. Because it is not a horror movie.
Yeah, no, you can't rate it as a horror movie. That's for sure. But, I mean, I personally would give it, like, I don't know, 3.5 beards. I'd give it 4 beards.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll give it 4 beards because I watched it this past weekend and I watched it again today and, you know, it held my attention.
It's funny. It's definitely a funny story. Not as funny as apparently the second one is, which has fucking retired gremlins, cross-dressing gremlins, talking fucking Kelsey Grammer gremlins.
Yeah.
Like, that one is over-the-top ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, but next week, we have another special treat. We have a bearded brother joining us.
Yes.
He is actually the only person who's emailed the show so far, Bob Fournier. He's going to be reviewing 1984's Ghostbusters with us.
Yeah.
Which is going to be great.
Another 84 joint.
Right, another movie that came out the year we were born. And it's an awesome year.
I'm telling you.
It's one of the best years. Like, it's one, like critically acclaimed as one of the best movie years. Because, like, I think Terminator came out that year too, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, tons of shit came out that year. So for a while, late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning is going to be the release time for this. Until we get it kind of back on track at some point when we can record ahead of time or something. We'll still push it on Facebook. Anything like that if anything changes. All the info is at the end of the show. if you want to email us or if you want to Facebook us or anything like that, if you have any recommendations you want us to watch, if you want to tell us to fuck off, you can do that too. I don't care. Just, you know, email us.
But either way, we want to thank all the beards, non-beards, and lady beards for listening.
Well, yeah, we got to thank all of them. And we want to make sure that they head over to iTunes, subscribe to the show, give us some reviews so we can get some new listeners.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends about this shit. Share it on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. And all that shit.
Yeah, just don't be a dick.
Right? Don't be a dick. If you come away with anything from this fucking podcast, don't be a dick.
That's it.
Well, I'm your host, Ricky Bibbin.
I'm Shane Reich.
Watch some fucking movies. Grow a fucking beard.
Keep on growing.
If you have any questions or recommendations for the show, you can email us at beardedbrothersmc@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at @BBMCPodcast, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/beardedbrothersmc.